Shalom. So good to be back together, hearing again this day. I talked to Shelley, sang her the birthday song, and of course she noticed, and I had noticed it, you know, too. This is 7/24/24. It's her birthday, so she noticed. 7/24/24, and the Lord gave us so many scriptures that had a 24 in them. The book was 24, or the verse was 24. I don't know if that means anything, but 24 is 2 times 12. And 12 is the number of government. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles, has to do with governing and government. So it could or it could not be anything. We notice things as we meditate. Oh, I have to tell you, please, please, meditate the scriptures the week before President Trump was shot and the week after. It's just amazing. The week before he was shot, it began with this scripture, Ephesians 6:12, underlined, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenlies." God emphasized that we were wrestling against these spiritual forces. And, of course, Satan's behind everything that's happening right now. Then he emphasized to us authority. He gave us the scripture, Luke 10:19. I have given you authority. So he was calling us to use our authority. He was also quite a bit in it. Some was addressed directly to people by name, church, Israel, Cyrus. And so there was quite a bit in there about running and running to win. And I thought this line in the afternoon was amazing. "I will help you to focus." You remember that he turned his head to focus on the graphic? I believe God was in that turning. I know he was, for sure. And perhaps that alluded to it. And then there was an interesting, you can read it for yourself, Psalm 56, 1 through 7, which actually capsulized what's been happening. And we're not blaming people. We're blaming, it's coming from Satan against Trump, the persecution that he'd been going under that was given us the week before he was shot. Psalm 56, 1 through 7. And it said, "They trample me, they devour me, they oppress me. They twist all day long, they twist my words and trouble my affairs. All their thoughts are against me for evil and my hurt. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they watch my steps, even as they have expectantly waited for my life. In wrath, put them down." So we see that God's help is promised. Again, I mentioned that running and winning and all kinds of things were there. And you must, I trust you write these down or type them or something. I write them by hand. Brenda types them, Quinn types them. They can refer back to theirs easily. But in the Wednesday after the shooting, it began with Psalm 127, 7 and 8. "I will protect you from all evil. Keep your life. Guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. My eyes are on you. No one can separate you from me." These are his statements. "You are under my care." Isaiah 54, 17. "No weapon formed against you will prosper. Stand upright. I grant you strength and protection." It's just amazing, 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 amazing. "No one can take you from me, church. You are given to me. You are saved in me." On and on and on and on. Just amazing that the Lord would help you. Now remember, he calls you his saints in prayer. He is putting these things in your mouth, in your mouths. It's so important that you don't be a spectator, but you be a participator. And it's so important that you take your authority. We are asking for you to commit. We were praying here one day, and the Lord put it in my heart. Get them to commit. Start a brand new map. Cover this whole United States of America until the inauguration of the new president. So we've done that. You can go online, and there's a place for you to sign your committal, say you will commit to do that. And we know, and God knows that you might miss a day or two here or there, but praise the Lord, others will be praying for sure, for sure. So we're taking our authority each day, and we're committing to do so. We're going to cover that map. We don't wrestle against men and women. It's flesh and blood. I mean, not flesh and blood. It's principalities, powers, rulers, authorities, evil spirits of enemies, and behind them all is Satan. But we have authority over Satan. We prayed together this morning the prayer of authority of the believer over Donald John Trump and his team, all candidates running for offices, a fair election process, and CUFI. I'm headed for CUFI this Saturday, Christians United for Israel. And what do you know if there isn't a great big group that has organized, gone online, asking for registrations, calling themselves an Interfaith Action for Palestine, to mobilize and protest our meetings. Well, took our authority today. We're going to stand in that authority every single day. And Benjamin Netanyahu speaking this very afternoon in our halls of justice, halls of our government. And he'll be speaking, and in the name above every name, we do take our authority in Jesus' name. We do reinstate our sprinkling of the blood over that Capitol building. And we do, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, angels, we expect you to be on duty right there. We expect you, angels from Prayer Mountain and angels from wherever. We send you, and we back you up in prayer so that you will be overcoming of the angelic forces of the enemy. Bless the Lord. And we have those books. Study up on this. As I told you, Shelley's little book she carries everywhere. The authority of the believer. She reads it over and over and over and over and over because this is what gives you, this is what strengthens your faith, gives you faith that you're seated at the right hand of Jesus and you've got the authority and you can use it in your life, in your family. Oh my goodness, I've seen it work in our family. It's not just been a bed of roses all the way and every single person in our family just never, never, never took a sidestep. No, that's not true. But when they did, we sat in our seat in authority, and back they came, bless the Lord. So hallelujah. We have a three-book packet, The Authority of the Believer, Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer, Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority, and my mini-book. All three of those were only $20 plus postage. Then we have, you can buy the mini books separately. Maybe you want to buy them and pass them out to help you with your daily sitting in your seat of authority. And then that book, first of all, in the Awakenings, you're going to read in the first part of it. It talks about the Awakenings, out of which America was born. But in the first part about it, it talks about Donald Trump's mother and the Awakening that she came out of. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Have anything you'd like to say to the folks?
Well, I am in total agreement with everything that you said, the prayers. I mean, not just what you mentioned, but all of it. You see that we are to believe. When we pray, we are to believe that it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Not to be thinking like, well, I don't know if this is going to happen. No. We are to take our authority, and we are to believe, and we are to stand on Mark 11:24, and knowing the will of God is done for all of us. When we go in
Absolutely.
That mindset, we go in that mindset, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop Jesus, who is going before us and doing everything for us, for the nation of Israel, for the church, for the United States of America, for Canada, for all of us. Are you kidding me? We are to go and just plow through it, believing
yes.
it is done.
That's right.
It is
done. That's called faith.
Yes.
That's called walking in faith.
That's called walking in faith, yes. And remember to pray for me and Quinn, too. We're leaving this weekend.
Oh, is Quinn
and I.
I didn't know that.
She's
okay. Gone.
Yeah. Quinn and I leaving this weekend for Jordan and Israel. And we're going to be in Jerusalem for a little bit. We're going to go to McDowell. I know all the guys, all the Arabs contractors. I mean, see how God does? I mean, it's just so amazing. And we're going
right.
to go back to Turkey. Yeah. Yeah, I remember all the guys.
Arabic. You see, a lot of our workers there are Israeli Arabs. And that's why they have continued to work, even when some things that just had, anyway, they continue to work through the war and through everything else, and they really like us, and they really like that project. Bless the Lord, and we're very thankful. Of course, they know, Nir knows, the head of our project, and Suri, they know who they can trust, and so we're thankful, very, very thankful. So when Max goes, he can talk to them, you know, in Arabic.
Yes.
So bless the Lord. We appreciate that. We appreciate your going. And Father, we just renew. Actually, we don't want to get out of faith. We've already asked you for the blessing upon them, blessing upon their trip. We've already stood with our authority, but we're going to stand in authority every day for that trip. But we do this day, we want to say amen to all of our prayers. We want to say, Father, we thank you that what we prayed this morning, you have answered, and we have got it. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We
Amen.
Praise you for it and give you glory for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise his name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am just so thankful. And then, like today, it's a very, very, this afternoon, I think it is at 1 o'clock, no, 2 o'clock Eastern maybe, that Prime Minister Netanyahu is addressing Congress. Of course, Satan has got his protesters there. And, of course, Satan is bringing his protesters to CUFI. But you know what? Oh, my goodness. The unseen, what you can't see, is God's holy angels. God's holy angels. And the words that have been spoken over them. And the blood that has been sprinkled with our very confessions. The unseen, what is going on in the unseen realm is so much more important than what is going on in the seen. And I was, between this morning's prayer and this afternoon's prayer, I was led that we need to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, that is hidden, you often give us the scripture that is hidden will be uncovered. That is hidden will be revealed. And I want to pray particularly about that shooting incident. Anything that's hidden will be revealed, cannot be covered up. That shooting of July 13, whatever's hidden concerning it will come to light in Jesus' holy name. Precious name, we pray. Father, we accept our assignment. We accept the assignment that you told to Brother Max that we have. That assignment, just reiterating again what it said. This is, pay attention, you said to Brother Max. This is an assignment. You are going to hear in Arabic what Billy is saying of what is yet to come. Pay attention to what you hear in your native tongue. It sounds as if she speaks in Arabic without, you hear her with no accent. I am revealing to you through all these saints in prayer. So that's you, dear ones. So lift up your voice right now. Holy Father, fill our mouths with the tongues that you're going to interpret to us, that you want prayed in this very hour. We lift our voices and yield our tongues to you, trusting you, komalakambra, for the utterance and for the interpretation. Kajana kohora katari konganga, shana kora pati, toto kohora kakaka. E shana makwa, shana kora katinya na kohora kutong jeli kutong shkata prakala titio. Wishu dushwata na kora manaka loko kapari, tolo konga le kota, prapakala kakaya, niko, more, ilapai, manyo noko, hovranye. Itala prasatya. Ika la kohora kubedya na nanche. Ise de kotor manangara kadahala pafrede de kotiando lo kobre. Ime nyan yon 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 Bale koto de koho janto, bale kada shanda de kada shandia. Ishate to koho la kafra la kambra tiata. Ishate koho la kapapa. Ishante lo koho la kade de kombre. Ishane matuta, madora. Vuvra disco. Gelevran dere non ye tiko poko papa, titi kon kapita. Ali donya mia vanga. Obra vridanya, obra vetio, sambote, makito, dogo bra. Le gombrevo rojete ne mokwa. La maradinho. Hashem and Nikolai. Hashem and Nakora Banangi. Ishide go brava disho, to the Makwa, to the Gonga, Peko de Gondoshka. Mejito to la Brakai. Mejita la Coco la Brakai. Kavidanya toko vala mani mana koko la tika. Vijine nanya nikora mana kala koko koko upadya. Vijine kala kakaya nikore indya na kavabi. Metora mana kina nana kako shwete barakonjene na kupa kataja vakonja nikwa. Oh. Money color come break in a gum rock. Oh, thank you, Lord. Must be to look up. Is it the Dufushwa? Matuko Ome, the Nega, Prakataka, Karachi, the Kampanje, the Gandani. Make a cobra, shit in a car. Me tolo kohora kada be kada kada hashande ne kohora kakaya. Ibro dwasha ne kohora kodosh kate prakata kata. Ashete heleka, mate heleka anje, meriato, meriato, meriato. Wida no kabra. Wida venye maku. Magilanjor, manashvin, the coda, kalakakatra. Kola makai. Kavida halekanya nikohola kaka. Kalikaka unatura mai. Inikora tihisha, kinakototo. Kabi tukora ninyo andoshwa nwana katafra kutuhushe manakora. Kabi nyana vaika la kola maninya. Haba bitya sodere kahaya na kaya na. Capita tambre caleca hai e junho ni cava calaca fito no cabe. O janahalala, o janahalala, carito, carito, campato. Vivagno no corba hai alla liera. E genia hai anahai. Cobra frela la toria tata da cosca. Cabila tora manico, manico, manico. Cabita coho la capra. E gene co toto toco huje tata co osi parlacia. O balataya na cabra ale co cabre ni cala caia na ya na na ya na e jita praia na haia cabelo te heran na cora cada sha ta kebele toi ma che la cora matta e man le cuoria na cola pippa. We do the choix maki lende, maki landora, and bayanikali. One toro kopra, fronde ni mashko, ebele toro manaka yanaka hayanaka hayanaka. Kalavrate shete de bohola kaka, prete de bohola shete. Buhu shwade de go brevre dunja, Maže do gobra vidanja, ugolevre bojwa, žena no dombri, ko frede, le kombraj, ma gode ambaj, ele duška. Ele duška mea, ele duška maja tante, de gobra cabre, e žena kope, kateka aj, ale kombra, ale kombra, ale kombra. Ne, no, no, nombri, kati ko pa, a kale kakinja, neko hlepi. Uaske donže, uaske donže mea. Uavrenja polandi bakolaj. Mora ma kanje to ko brande neko to dogo nosa. Keše je nekora na maka hoj. Kabele dore ne da gore pa ta hažu pa hoj. Šentoro, šentoro, makito, makito. Weber sapa tanje, tabri kanje neko, lali tanje neko. Eže ne karita, eže ne karita, sende le kalaj. Kobalanya ne karai, kakaladino no kora ba I chene. Oh, bravrito, 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 Ali dve žva na neko hreko taška. A ga vara gondje neko rakata neko ka pa rakata nje. The blessing. Oh my Jesus, the blessing. Kavli do njata. Kobili dve nangolu vo prebraka. Tako se go šetano neko kolabri da le kombre ke le kaka. E je ne toro manico, e je de calacante, de goro dobrisa, batanya, batinha, macoco la pe. Uo papa haya, uo papa haya bango, lelanya, 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 na 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 ya, na 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 ya, ne cora calandanya, ne cora calandanya, na 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 ya, na 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 na. Oh, papi kahala. Que me li dujua? E shando do kohore ke petenye. Aga baro gondiane ko dabra. Ashono, ashono, ashono. Gali vandiona condondiere condoscetta caracataya na cora cambiro maludia maluria bronde e di cabrai alle cora candiana agito e le va la nora maya no cohola gabale go haya na cora manaya ashonde caravadiona cabrenie istanio takapai e lo cangregele kai ashano cobrede vanjo naskilia. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you. You're on the scene. You're on the scene in Washington, D.C. You're on the scene, Father, everywhere we are. And, oh, Father, how we do thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you that we get to work with you and hear you one more time and hear what we've just now been praying about and have you showing us, as you said in the assignment, when you assigned it and gave it to, worded it to our dear brother, that you are. We are praying at what is yet to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Next line. In prayer today with my friend and prophet. Yeah, that's the line. In prayer today with my friend and prophet. In prayer today with my friend and prophet. Next line is underlined. And the change will happen. The control of your life, the good news that I have plan for you all. Okay, this whole line is underlined. I'm gonna read it again so everybody can write it down. The change will happen, the control of your life, the good news that I have planned for you all.
Is it planned or plan?
Plan. P-L-A-N, plan. So I'll read it again one more time. The change will happen. The control of your life. The good news that I have plan for you all. And it's all underlined.
Hallelujah.
Then the Lord gives, yeah, thank you, Jesus.
There was a scripture given this morning. It might have been Proverbs 2:11-13, and it began with the word discretion will guard you. And I looked up the word discretion, and it says a plan.
Oh.
A plan will guard you.
Praise God.
So this is his plan here, is guarding us.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live by his words, by his plan, by his plans
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Okay. Next line is Hebrews 6:19. The book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 19. Isaiah 43:19. This is what you're talking about when you give a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43:19. And then he gave us 1 Corinthians 15:1-5, verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Next line. I have been telling you what is coming. I have been telling you what is coming. I have been telling you what is coming. Next line. Numbers 23:19. Wow. Another 19.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 23:23, verse 19. Numbers 23:19. Next line. Desire. Have desire in your knowledge. Do not miss the way. I'll read it again. Have desire in your knowledge. Do not miss the way. Have desire in your knowledge. Do not miss the way. Then he gave us Proverbs 18:15. Proverbs 18:1-8, verse 15.
Proverbs 18:15, right?
15, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, next line is underlined. And it starts like this. I do hear your prayer. Guard your minds with an S. Guard your minds in me this day. Yeah, that's the line. And it's all underlined. I'll read it again. I do hear your prayer. Guard your minds in me this day.
Now, did you say that was underlined?
All of it. Start with,
I do hear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I do hear your prayer. Guard your minds in me this day. All underlined. Then, next line, the Lord gave us Philippians 4. Philippians 4:6-7. He gives this to us many times.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 4.
Thank God for it. Thank God for it. I've worn that verse out in my lifetime.
I've been praying that too as well. Praise God. Philippians 4:6-7. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Next line. As I told you, you will never fail. Oh, there's more to it. Okay. As I told you, you will never fail. And when you pray, I answer. That's the line. As I told you, you will never fail. And when you pray, I answer.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then he gave us Lamentations. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but there you have it. Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verses 21 through 20. Yeah, that's 3. So Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. Next line. What has been shall be done. Let me start over again. Yeah. What has been shall be done again. I did reveal to you. It has been revealed. Sorry about that. Okay, I'll read it again. What has been shall be done again. I did reveal to you, it has been revealed. Praise the Lord. I don't know, I'm going in a circle here, but this is just me. Let me read it again. What has been shall be done again. I did reveal to you. It has been revealed. Oh, yeah, I see it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next line. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Then he gave us Ephesians. Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. This line is underlined here. I am your Lord. I am your Jesus Church. Oh, there is more to it. Oh, wow. A lot more to it. Okay. So this, I'm going to read the part, the underlined part, and then I'll tell you when is not underlined.
Okay.
I am your Lord. I am your Jesus Church. Listen. You are not destroyed. So this is the underlined part. I am your Lord. I am your Jesus Church. Listen, you are not destroyed. Now the same line goes on with, and it's not underlined. I am with you. Your gift from above. I am with you, your gift from above. You will see my gift to you this year. Okay. So I'm going to read the non-underline again. So after destroyed, which is the last word in the underline, I am with you, your gift from above, you will see my gift to you this year.
Okay, now I heard something different.
Okay.
Starting with, I am with you, your gift from above. Then I heard the first time, you will see me, my gift to you this year. Is there no me there?
You will see me. Oh, you will see my gift. I apologize. You will see my gift to you.
Okay, you will see my gift to you this year. Okay, let me read it back to you. I am with
you,
please. Your gift from above. You will see my gift to you this year.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Praise God. Yeah, sometimes my, you know, I'm not going to explain it, but I look below a lot. Like,
well, I think you're doing a great, great job.
Praise
having
God.
To read it the first time, yes. God is helping you.
Thank you, Lord. Next line is 1 Corinthians 15:51. I believe this is the second time.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get it before.
1 Corinthians 15:51. I really don't know that verse. We'll find out.
Right.
Next line is Proverbs 18:15-18. Yeah. Okay. Proverbs 18:15-18.
Now you know
Proverbs.
He gave us already today at noon Proverbs 18, just the 15th verse. Now he's giving it to us, Proverbs 18:15-18, adding two more verses, or three more.
You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's before that's, the line.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do not miss the way, yeah. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise the Lord.
I think he emphasizes things that way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Proverbs 18:15-18. Next line, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Next line. I will judge the secrets of all men. And the line goes on, well, there's more to it. So start like this. I will judge the secrets of all men. Oh, this part is underlined. The one I'm going to read now. And then you will see clearly what they speak out. That's the line. So the first part is not underlined. I read it again. I will judge the secrets of all men. This part is underlined. And then you will see clearly what they speak out. All right. Next line. 2 Timothy 4:3-5. 2 Timothy 4:3-5. Next line is John, the book of John, 5:22-24. There's another one for Shelley. John 5:22-24. Then he gave us Psalm, the book of Psalm 50:50-6. Psalm 50, verse 6. This line is underlined. You are to interpret. INTERPRET. This present time. You are to interpret this present time, and it's all underlined. You are to interpret this present time. Next line. All things that I did. Oh, all things that I did tell you will come to pass. Do not bow down. I am. Okay, I'll read it again. All things that I did tell you will come to pass. Do not bow down, I am. All things that I did tell you will come to pass. Do not bow down, I am. Okay, next line is John 14:26. John 14:1-4, verse 26-26. John 14:26. Deuteronomy 5:9. Deuteronomy 5:9. This line is underlined. The things I revealed, belong to you, my children. Okay, that's what I read it again. It's all underlined. The things I revealed belong to you, my children. Yeah, that's what I read.
Is the next verse Deuteronomy?
No, it's Psalm 60, verse 1.
Okay.
Psalm 61. So the things I revealed belong to you, my children, and this is all underlined. And then Psalm 60, verse 1. Trust in me.
That's it?
That's it.
Seems like it's short.
I don't know.
Hallelujah. I go by how much paper I use.
I'm using the notebook, the red notebooks and the pens from Jerusalem. Remember the one
we
shared?
I sure do. All right. It begins with Ecclesiastes 3:3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. My prayer today with my friend and prophet. And then the next is underlined. The change will happen. The control of your life. The good news that I have planned for you all. Hebrews 6:19. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. You know, the early day Christians did not use a cross as a sign. That didn't come until Constantine in about the 3rd century, but they used an anchor. And this is the verse right here that they took it from. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one that enters within the veil. Here it is in the Amplified. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. It cannot slip and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it. A hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The change, the new. Into the very presence itself. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, this is a rapture. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Okay.
Wow. Food for meditation. I have been telling you what is coming. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind or repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Or fulfill it? Have desire in your knowledge. Do not miss the way. Proverbs 18:15. The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Knowledge of God, for sure. Ever seeking knowledge of God. Next is underlined, I do hear your prayer. Guard your minds in me this day. All underlined.
Yes.
Philippians 4:6-7. And the first part I take from the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Every time I'm tempted to worry or be concerned about things, I use this verse. And it goes away. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. As I told you, you will never fail. And when you pray, I answer. Lamentations 3, 21 through 23.
Mm-hmm.
This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. The Lord's chesed. Remember, that's his obligation to his covenant to you. The Lord's chesed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What has been shall be done again. I did reveal to you. It has been revealed. Ecclesiastes 1:9. What has been is what will be. And what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires. And be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. The next is underlined. I am your Lord. I am your Jesus, church. Listen, you are not destroyed. And now this next part is not underlined. I am with you, your gift from above. You will see my gift to you this year. 1 Corinthians 5:51. First Corinthians 15. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Can't be. I was trying to say 1 Corinthians 15:51.
Again, yeah.
Uh-oh, here it is again, the rapture. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. And that could either be the rapture itself, or it could be the change that is preparing us for the rapture.
Yeah.
The change in the church.
That could be.
Proverbs 18:15 through 18. The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The first to plead his case seems right until another comes and examines him. The cast lot puts an end to strife and decides between the mighty ones.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
I can get the part about the knowledge and the gift. And the one who states his case seems right until the other comes and examines him. One would seem right, another would seem right, but then the lot puts an end to quarrels. And God was the one who decided the lots. They cast lots a lot in those days, and God would decide it. One seems right, another seems right. but God will decide between powerful contenders.
Yeah, but need meditation.
Yeah, I can kind of see some things in it, but I don't want to say it. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is inspired or breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I will judge the secrets of all men. And the next part is underlined. And then you will see clearly what they speak out. 2 Timothy 4:3-5. Well, the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine or sound teaching, but they will want to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Hallelujah. John 5:22-24. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who has sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Well, it's already happened, folks, for you and me. It's already happened. We passed from death into life. Hallelujah. Psalm 50:6. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. I can see a lot in this, but I'm not going to go into it. It seems to me it has to do with things that are going on now. This one seems right, that one seems right, but everything is settled by God himself, and it seems to me that things are going to come to the light.
Yeah.
And then we'll see clearly who speaks lies and who speaks truth. Underlined, the next line. You are to interpret this present time. And this is not underlined. All things that I did tell you will come to pass. Do not bow down. I am. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Hallelujah. Wow. And then Deuteronomy 5:9. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I am Jehovah your God. I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. He's a jealous. I remember Chip called me from college, and he was studying humanities. And he said, Mom, we're studying the religions of the world, and all the things, the only thing they said about Jehovah God He said, he's a jealous God. And I said, that's right, son. That's the best thing they could have said. He's jealous of your soul. He doesn't want you out after idols. He doesn't want you out after things false. He's jealous for you.
Wow.
He wants you in the way of truth. So we're not to bow down. Hallelujah. The things I revealed belong to you, my children. Psalm 61, 60 in verse 1. O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses, you have been angry. O, restore us. Is that right, Psalm 60, verse 1?
That's what the Lord gave us, yeah. I'm looking at it, Psalm 60, verse 1. Can you read it again?
Okay, I'll read it in the Amplified. And, of course, it was the case with Israel, and he did restore them to himself. Oh God, you have rejected us and cast us off, broken down our defenses and scattered us. You have been angry. Oh, restore us and turn yourself to us again. So that is what happened with Israel. And he has restored them again. And restoring them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, there's a lot of them there.
Trust in me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is what happened. But praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lots and lots and lots happening today. Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu may be even speaking right now. I'm not sure. And be trusting God. And of course, God has assured us that we can trust in him. Gave us the right to pray, and we did pray. Bless the
yeah.
Lord. Oh, my
soul.
No.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And Brother Max, I seem to receive this morning, I didn't tell you this morning, but that your eyes are going to be opened on this trip. Your eyes are going to be opened.
I'm here.
Whatever that means.
I receive it. I know what does that mean. Praise the Lord. I do know.
You already know?
Well, I know what it means because I've been praying about a few things that the Lord's to show me. I believe that's
right.
A confirmation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it came to that you'll receive revelation. So, bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, for you. So then next Wednesday, you're going to be in Jordan, and I will be in Fort Worth. And who knows
yes.
what the world would have happened in a week between.
Well,
we do thank God for you, Brother Max. We do thank God. We pray God's blessing upon you. Hallelujah. Do you still have children in high school, Max?
Yes, I have one, the youngest, Sammy.
And what grade is he?
He is in 11th grade.
Okay, still got 2 years.
Oh, going to 11, I should say.
Father, we just lift up Max and Quinn's son. We lift up all of his children, but particularly that one who will be there going to school. In Jesus' name. We just trust you for it. The best days for him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Brother Max. Probably I'll be talking to you before you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Shalom, okay. Shalom, everybody. Is that all? Is that all from Max? Do you have anything more?
No, that's all. I'm just... Well, the Lord will give us more revelation. Between the noon and the 8 a.m. and the noon, I believe
Quite a lot in there, I'll tell you. I can see that.
Yeah. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. All right. Love you, brother. Love you, Quinn. Love you, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.